We're talking about DIY pest control as part of our home improvement series on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The ants, the mice, the spiders, stink bugs, we'll get to all of it. First, though, let's head over to our year-end member drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm with Susanna Michaels. Hi there, Susanna. Oh, and I think we just can't hear Susanna at the moment, but I would like to say Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported, and your gift now will ensure the programs you rely on have a strong start in 2022. You make WPR programs possible as we head into the new year when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We have a goal here of 25 gifts this hour. The goal, super important. It sets us up to make sure that we have the funding we need for the programs you rely on. And we meet this goal one donation at a time. It starts with yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Hi there, Susanna. Are you there? I think we're starting to hear her, but I will just say that, you know, while we do appreciate business contributions and federal and state tax dollars, listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. Your contribution of any amount, it really matters at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Third time's the charm, Susanna.
Hi, I'm here. There's just nothing like a little technical difficulty while you're doing live radio in a remote environment.
No sweat. So,
Kate, our goal is 25 gifts this hour. And this goal is important. It's set up to make sure that we have the funding we need for the programs that we all rely on.
And you get all these great shows because members, people like you who donate, kick in the largest amount of funding for WPR programs. So become a member now. Help make WPR possible with your gift of $100 or $10 a month or any amount you choose. You set it. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Public radio has enriched my life in so many ways. When I was a new mother back in the 1990s, and I became hooked on Wisconsin Public Radio. I've been an avid listener, and each day of my life is enriched because of the depth of the topics offered, the balanced dialogue that the hosts and the guests both offer. The Ideas Network makes me a better mother and a better citizen, and I'm so thankful for it.
That's right. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Susanna Michaels. Listener support, it is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during this year-end member drive is so critical. Maybe your gift is set at $10 a month. Maybe you set it at $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And giving whatever amount you choose is so easy. It just takes a few minutes of your time and a gift of the amount of your choice, say $10 a month.
And that donation will come back to you every single day in the form of engaging programs. You can count on it. Show your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
And we have 50 minutes left in this hour, and we are looking for 25 people to join in. Your gift today at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 ensures a bright future for the programs you rely on.
And how about choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll make a difference for WPR and you provide hunger relief to people in your community.
And now is a great time to become a sustaining member. What that means is that you'll set up convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. And you can get started with that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
want to give a shout out to Levi in Janesville today, who says, I appreciate WPR during my morning drives. Thank you. And John in Oregon says, I first started listening to WPR while recovering from surgery, and I have not stopped since.
I hear you. WPR is listener supported. So Levi and John, thank you so much for doing your part. And now join them with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And now it is the next installment of our Ask a Contractor series. And we're talking about pest control. A survey by Consumer Affairs found that ants are the most concerning pest, followed by spiders and roaches. But there are others that could do more harm to our living spaces. Do you have a rodent issue? Is it your home or garage? What have you tried to do to deter rodents? Did you call in a pro? Conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Jeff Bourne is treasurer of the Wisconsin Pest Control Association. He owns a pest control company in Waukesha. Jeff, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, good morning, Kate. Thank you so much for having me.
Good morning. So what types of insects show up in our homes this time of year?
This time of year, it's really life or death for any organism that resides outside. So a lot of them are just seeking shelter from the cold weather, and that drives a lot of pests indoors. People are likely still dealing with the end of the insect push, as well as right now, the big thing out there is obviously the beginning of the rodent push, where you have different types of rodents in the area who are trying to get indoors. But if you don't mind, I do wanna just mention the Wisconsin Pest Control Association, because I'm representing them here this morning. And I think even though it's kind of boring and maybe not what everybody is super interested in, it is a great resource for the public as well as for member companies. So it's an organization here in Wisconsin. I think it's one of the best state pest control associations in our country. And we represent members who I think are companies that are interested in best practices, both when it comes to pest control and safety management, as well as just general education. So it's a great resource for your listeners to go to our website, the Wisconsin Pest Control Association, and that website is wisconsinpest.com. And there will be information that's on there for member companies, but there's also great links on there for the public.
It's nice to
find resources.
Yeah, it's nice to hear that the association is active and really doing a lot of things in Wisconsin. So I'm wondering, do pests really want these three things, food, water, and shelter? Is that really what draws them into our spaces?
Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely. And the shelter from the elements is a big thing right now. So I'm sure that many people right now are thinking about rodents, or they perhaps have noticed the first sign of rodent activity either in their home or business very recently. And one thing to remember in Wisconsin, because of our great variance in temperatures and humidity throughout the year, is that a building that may not have had any issues as far as potential entry points for small animals to access in years past could have a new entry point that has popped up this year, because as these things change in our climate, buildings shift around so much in our state, and at any point, something could open up that would allow pests to get in. So just because you haven't had an issue in the past doesn't mean that you couldn't be experiencing something now. And that's a very typical call that we get by someone who's saying, I've never had mice in my house before. This is the first time. And that's a good starting point, just to remember that because of where we live there, we do have this specific thing that goes on, and entry points can open up at any time. And
can
that
you,
just, reminds us to check our houses frequently for things that might be a problem. I'm sorry, go ahead, Kate.
Yeah, Jeff, what are these entry points? Where do the rodents and the bugs and the insects, where are they likely to enter our home?
So for most organisms that are going to try to get into our house, it's going to be somewhere very close to the ground level, where the ground or the soil is coming up to our foundation. So for a lot of people, that's going to be that basement area, the very bottom of our foundation. But every construction is a little bit different. So you're really looking, at that first primary area right there, low to the ground. And then maybe about three feet up, I would say, that's going to be maybe the gold zone or the place of the most interest that we want to be watchful of on our own homes. There's other animals that attack from a higher level, such as squirrels or raccoons. Pests, as far as bugs and rodents, it's going to be that lower area of the house. And it's something as simple as a door sweep. It's something as simple as that rubber piece that's at the bottom of the overhead door to our garage. It could be the caulk around where the air conditioning line runs into our foundation. It could be a hose bib. Those, I would say, are like the typical things that are very close to the ground that degrade over time and allow pests to enter.
Well, speaking of foundation and soil, let's bring on Dennis into Rivers, who wants to get into that. Dennis, hi.
Yeah, thanks, Kate. Yeah, that's what I've been wondering about is I need to be sure I have enough grade on my lawn so water flows away, but then I don't want it to be so high that it lets rodents or anything else reach up easily, because it's almost like giving them a stool to stand on, I would think. Is that pretty accurate?
It depends again on the construction of your house. Like if you have a low foundation and then your siding comes close to where the grade is going to be, that would obviously be a problem, because that area where the siding meets the foundation of the house is a potential entry point and a very common one. So if your grade is so high up that it's actually, very meeting where the exterior sheath or siding of your home is coming into play, then I would be mindful of that. But if it's still just the brick of the house, it probably isn't as important as mitigating other things, like making sure that there aren't plants that are providing cover very close to the foundation of your home. It's not just, like an open space of grade. Is it going to be as big of a concern as if you have bushes that are providing cover for many animals that would provide a welcoming atmosphere for them to be? So I'm not saying, don't mind that, but it wouldn't be like one of the top things that I'm looking at, unless it was raising so high up that it was above the foundation level of your home.
Dennis, thank you. We're talking with Jeff Bourne about pest control in our living spaces. Owns a pest control business in Waukesha. You can join in with your questions about disposing of leftover chemicals or reducing the amount of pesticides entering storm drains as you control for pests. 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up ahead with Jeff Bourne on the Ideas Network. It's the next installment of our home improvement series, and we're discussing pest control on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now let's turn to our year-end member drive that is in full swing at WPR. I'm here with Susanna Michaels. We're here to say, set your favorite programs up for success in 2022 with your gift during this year-end member drive. Maybe you've already given this year, or you make ongoing monthly gifts. Today, make a special year-end gift for the programs you rely on all year long. Takes just a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, Kate, and we are looking for 25 people to join in this hour. When we get all those donations in, we will meet our hourly goal. And these goals are set up to make sure that we have the funding in place for the programs you enjoy. And that's why your donation right now is so helpful at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Chances are the Ideas Network has covered an issue that hits home to you, whether it's healthcare or relationships, state issues, technology. You can count on the Ideas Network for shows that you'll find relevant, that you'll find interesting and enjoyable. Because the Ideas Network touches your life, make a gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you probably have a monthly subscription for your cell phone and for Netflix or maybe some other things. And now we are asking you to support WPR like you pay for all of those other services that you rely on.
The difference here, though, is that you decide how much to give. Support the programs that are a part of your day. Become a WPR sustainer. Choose a monthly gift amount that works for you, then set up ongoing monthly installments at WPR.org or 888 888- 202-2552.
I have a husband and three sons, and we're all very avid listeners. We feel that Wisconsin Public Radio provides objective and informative information about what's going on in the community. It certainly is a station where you can call in, and you know that for sure that if you have an opposing viewpoint, that it's going to be broadcast because this is public radio. I'm Joan Rudnitsky, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for objective information and entertainment.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Susanna Michaels. Your support during this year-end member drive, it makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of, say, $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And this last month of the year is a great time to reflect on what's important to you. And because WPR is important to you, make your gift to support the station you count on. You'll feel great when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for those 18 more gifts this hour. WPR is listener powered, and we do this one donation at a time. That is why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And I want to get to this listener comment, Kate. Anna in Milton says, ever since moving to Wisconsin, WPR has been my companion during my morning and afternoon commutes. So I felt it was time to give back and say thanks to the station that plays such an unexpectedly big role in my life every day. Thank you, Anna. We are so glad to have you as a new member of WPR. These drives are so important from hearing from new members like you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now to controlling pests in our home. The ants and company come inside in search of food, water, and shelter. As I tell my kiddos, if we sweep, mop, and vacuum and don't leave our dirty dishes in the sink, that could help stop the bugs from taking up residence. Does that work for you? Do you have issues with ants or rodents, squirrels? 800-642-1234. Conversation right here. Jeff Bourne is treasurer of the Wisconsin Pest Control Association with us for the hour. Let's bring on a caller now. Emily is joining us from South Milwaukee. Hi, Emily. What is on your mind?
Good morning. I was just curious. Of course, we all want to keep pests out of our house, but I am always disheartened to see things like sticky traps and poison. And, you know, you also hear stories about how when you try to seal up holes with foam, sometimes people inadvertently will get a squirrel or other animal and cause a lot of unnecessary suffering. I was wondering if your guests could comment on the more humane ways to have pest control and maybe some things that you should avoid if you're concerned about that.
Emily, thank you. Jeff, go ahead.
Good morning, Emily. That is an excellent question and some great points that you raised. And in the little intro here, Kate was mentioning the things that she discussed with her own children as far as sweeping and washing dishes and keeping her home clean. And she may not have realized it, but really what she was talking about there is what we refer to as integrated pest management. And integrated pest management is really, it's what most companies are going to be practicing these days. And that is using all these different mindsets, the knowledge that we have about how pests live and thrive and operate, to apply a wide range of knowledge to controlling what we would consider a pest bug or a pest animal, so that we're not relying only on chemical means of control or protection. So there are a wide variety of things that we could all be doing. And I think we could all be doing better so that chemical usage is even reduced or harming animals isn't even necessary. Certainly that is part of control. And, you know, obviously it's the industry I'm in, so I wouldn't say that it isn't appropriate in every scenario, but what we want to do is use all the knowledge that we have. So as far as keeping things clean so there isn't food out, that's a great way to mitigate against mice without using a chemical or a trap. Sealing up your home is an excellent way of making sure that rodents don't come in the first place, because a lot of what it is, you know, how are we living peaceably with them? Is it okay for them to be outside? I think most of us would say, of course. It's when they cross that line and actually are living in our our home with us that we start to get annoyed or aggravated, or it can even present a health issue to us. So, you know, it isn't always just a matter of, you know, what's my personal threshold as far as pests in my home. It in many cases is actually a health issue. So we do want to be mindful of that. We want to be proactive, but there are so many things like taking a simple walk around your house this time of year and making sure that there aren't ways that rodents can get in, looking around your yard and looking what kind of food sources are available out here, or water sources where the animals would be attracted. Maybe if I live next to a park, it's something as simple as being mindful of the bird seed that I'm using, because obviously if I'm providing a bunch of bird seed outside for the birds, it's also going to mean attracted to mice. So how can I use knowledge to help me to have the birds and reduce the amount of mice? Like maybe I could have a catch basin for seed shells and seeds that fall so that it isn't an attractant to other mice. So there, in almost every situation, there are many things that we would be thoughtful of before talking about introducing, you know, something that people might find harmful to themselves or,
and I want to jump.
Everybody has different opinions on chemical usage and things like that. But from a responsible integrated pest control management standpoint, we are looking at those other things first before we start thinking about chemicals and things like that.
What I'm hearing is being really proactive about some of these prevention things can go a long way in not having to call in for chemical or other uses to address a problem.
That's exactly correct, yes.
And very quickly here, what about mice? I mean, how can you go about capturing and you know, not having to kill them?
Yeah, I mean, the taking a simple walk around your house and looking for entry points right now is the most important thing. So for a mouse, it's an extremely small mammal. The house mouse in particular, I think, is still described to this day as the most successful animal on the planet as far as their ability to adapt and thrive regardless of the conditions that they're found in. So you want to just be looking for anything around the foundation that would allow them in, and think about, you know, maybe 10 feet out from the foundation as well. You want to make sure that you don't have a lot of ground cover plants extremely close to your house, because ground cover plants let them hide and then they're living and hiding closer to your house to begin with.
We'll pick this up in after a news update here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're addressing nuisance critters in our living spaces. The ants, the mice, the spiders, the squirrels. We're learning about pest control as part of our home improvement series on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. But first, not a nuisance, but a joy. We're in our year-end member drive and reflecting on all that Wisconsin Public Radio offers us through the year. I'm with Susanna Michaels. Hi, Susanna.
Hi there, Kate.
And this year-end member drive, think about how much you've learned from and enjoyed WPR programs in 2021. Take stock with 2022 around the corner. Take action and give the programs you rely on a strong start in the new year. Give them a boost at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have 25 minutes left this hour. And Kate, I'm really thrilled to say that we're looking for 8 more people to join in. That is amazing progress towards our goal. And thank you if you have already given.
And if you haven't, give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
And I'm going to use the technical word here. In this last segment, we were talking about creepy crawlies, right? And I have a couple phobias on that list, but I am glad to get all the tips that your guest is giving us. And that's the kind of variety and interesting and how-to stuff we can count on from The Morning Show every single day.
WPR is listener supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes the mini topics, creepy crawling in the mix that you join us for every day possible. Choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
And it is easy to spend a dollar or more a day on things that are part of your routine. say like a cup of coffee or your favorite snack.
But consider the news, the information, the inspiration from Wisconsin and around the world that you get every day from listening to WPR. So maybe a dollar a day, $30 a month is just the right fit, the right donation for you. Sign up right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and support the programs you enjoy every day.
My name's Kelly Davis and I live in Whitewater. I like Wisconsin Public Radio because it has this focus on all things Wisconsin, which is very helpful for learning the culture of the state. And then also once you're here, it helps you feel connected to the community. I became a sustaining member of WPR because it was easy and I didn't have to think about it. And I knew every month I didn't have to make a conscious choice to do what is right. It just happens. Like if I am listening to Wisconsin Public Radio this much, I should be giving back to it.
To make a difference in your community and beyond, visit WPR.org.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Susanna Michaels. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether you set it at $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
And you might be wondering, how much should I give? Well, don't let that stop you from making your gift because you get to choose the amount. And I think that that will come to you. You will know what the right amount is for you. And your contribution of that amount will be turned into great programs, programs like The Morning Show that keep you informed and entertained all year long.
So make your gift right now in the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And when you take this step, you play an essential part in funding the programs you count on every day.
And we have just 20 minutes left this hour. We are still looking for 8 more people to join in. Your gift today at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 ensures a bright future for the programs you rely on.
And how about choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll make a difference for WPR and you provide hunger relief to people in your community.
And I know we have to get back to the show, Kate, so I'll just say give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It is so important, and thank you.
And now the critters that come inside. It's our next installment of our Ask a Contractor series. We're focusing on pest control, taking your questions, 800-642-1234. Jeff Bourne owns a pest control business in Waukesha, serves on the Wisconsin Pest Control Association, stays with us. Let's bring on Peter now in Milwaukee, who has a squirrel issue in the attic. Is that right, Peter?
Yes, good morning. Perfect timing. I've been doing battle with a squirrel, what I believe is a squirrel, for about the past month. Just give you a little heads up. What I did was I've got a ranch home with a low slung roof. So I crawled up in the attic and I did find a small hole where the vents are. The vents are on the eaves, probably about a 3-inch in diameter. So I took a heavier gauge mesh and put that up. And I did that during the day, hoping the squirrel was out. I haven't heard the squirrel in about 2 weeks or so, and then last two nights heard it again. So it must be accessing the attic from somewhere. And I'm wondering, I tried to trap it 3 times. Peanut butter was gone, but no squirrel in the trap. So I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing.
I think squirrel is up 3-0 here, Peter. Jeff, what should he do?
that's a very common problem right now, Peter. And I sense the frustration there. That's probably the second most volume call that we get right now is for squirrels. You know, so you want to, it's very possible that the area that you repaired with the hardware cloth, he could have even like re-chewed through that. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of times that just isn't enough to keep this squirrel out of your attic. It's very possible that this squirrel has already stored some food items and he really considers your attic his home at this point. And that just, you know, that stresses the importance of removing this particular squirrel from your area because he's going to be very aggressive to try to get back. So trapping him still would be a primary goal. You know, whether or not, I don't know if you were placing your traps in the attic, but otherwise you're looking outside at the environment. How is that squirrel getting to my roof line? How is he getting up into that height? You know, so a lot of times it's just taking a look outside. You see like branches are draping over. Where do those branches lead down? Maybe you can place the trap at the bottom of a tree and you might have some luck. And also, you know, the quality of the trap that you are using is going to, you know, lead to how successful you are in trapping as well. So I would just stick with the trapping. That's great. Let's get rid of this squirrel. That is the problem. Remove him, you know, maybe drive 10 miles away, release him in a park where he has, you know, natural food sources for him to survive and thrive on, then come back and talk about repairing your home again at that point. And then you might want to stay away from mesh or hardware cloth. You might want to go with something like a steel flashing.
Can you explain the trap and bait situation? What might be the next option?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for gray squirrels, which I'm assuming Peter's referring to, there could also be red squirrels. But it's probably like a small squirrel-sized live trap that you can find in many of the box stores around here, Home Depot, Menards, Farm and Fleet. And what you're doing is you're placing these live traps out in the areas where either they're accessing your home. Typically, peanut butter is a great bait to start with when you're dealing with squirrels. The peanut oil is so odorous that they pick up on it very easily. They're just drawn to it, you know, so you're really using their behavior against them. That drive for food drives them into the trap. It usually isn't difficult to trap squirrels. And then it's just a matter of, you know, removing them far enough away from where you are located right now so that the same squirrels don't come back. And then talk about, you know, making the repairs to your home at that point. And then also, yeah, keeping an eye on like branches that are draping over your house. There's a lot of management like that you can do as well, just so it makes it less conducive for a squirrel to easily get onto your house. A lot of times it's really just thinking, how can I make this squirrel go to my neighbor's house instead of mine?
Thinking like a squirrel. And one more thing here, when might it be time for Peter to call in a pro?
When the frustration level lends itself, you know, that is a thing, just the experience of dealing with squirrels. A local pest control company has technicians that do that all the time. And they probably just have a better mindset of assessing how is the squirrel getting here? What is his food sources? What's the best place to place a trap for what we see? And then many of the companies are going to be offering you to do the repair as well. So you could find great resources again, on our website, wisconsinpest.com, there is a for the public link and then resources and then find a pro. You just punch in county or address and it'll show you a list of member businesses in your area, Peter, who could certainly help you with that problem.
Peter, thanks for the call. Robert now in Merton. Hi, Robert. What is going on for you?
Well, good morning, Kate and Jeff. Appreciate the show this morning. Something I had done is the box seals in my home on the lower level, I had spray foamed. I had an issue with.
Oh, goodness. We have an issue with Robert. I think the cell phone cut out. Robert, are you still there?
Okay.
Yeah. Now we hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. So I had the box seals in my home foamed. And I was having a problem with mice getting in the house. And once I had that done, I've had absolutely no issues. And I don't know, Jeff, if you can speak to that about having these box seals foamed within a home.
Oh, well, that comes down to just part of integrated pest management. That's exclusion. Integrated pest management, the way we would start with rodents is altering the local environment outside so it's less conducive to drawing pests to where you live. Pardon me. And then it would be doing all those things to seal up the house to not let them in. In my yard, I have bird seed all the time. I feed turkeys and I feed the finches. So I knowingly draw all these other rodents to my area. Yet even with doing that, as long as you're sealing up your house and making sure that there aren't, you know, that the seal under your overhead door for the garage isn't degraded, all those little things do make a huge difference. And I don't have a rodent issue in my house because, you know, I'm just actively on top of the foundation outside.
Aha, uh-huh. So it's you who is feeding all these turkeys. Now we've finally cracked the case.
I love them. I love having them, and the kids do too.
Oh, we do too. Let's go to Bruce now in Holman. Bruce, hi. You have some mice tips.
Yes, I have a relative who has a terrible mouse problem. They're rural. And because they don't have children or pets, they've been putting out loose poison mouse bait. And the next day it's gone, but there still are mice. And this just keeps going on and on. Well, what's happening is the mice aren't consuming the poison bait where they're putting it out. They carry it away and they stash it for future use without consuming it. Now, there are mouse feeding stations. They're a little plastic box. They have an opening the mouse can climb in. And the bait is fastened in the box. So if they're going to consume it, they have to do it in the box, and then they wander off and die someplace. But it's also animals, pets, children can't get at the bait like with loose bait, but they don't have children and pets. So, excuse me, I'm going to recommend that they look into those bait boxes. Of course, sealing everything up, they're getting in, but the mice with loose bait, they carry it off and stash it for the future.
Mm. Bruce, thanks. Jeff, can you speak to this control mechanism?
Bruce is exactly correct. A professional company wouldn't even think about using a loose bait that was sitting out somewhere. So we always would use some type of a box that he's referring to, some kind of a locked, tamper-proof container in which any kind of poison would be placed to protect not only from non-target organisms, which would be, any kind of animal we're not specifically trying to control, as well as exactly what he's talking about is we do know that rodents hoard things and we would not want to give them that option. A house mouse can go back and feed in the same spot 200 times in a night.
Wow.
It's just a very peculiar animal, and they can live in a very small defined area as long as food is provided there. So, the way that he's talking about his relative doing the control, having some sort of controlled rodenticide inside of a locked station and just having that distributed inside the structure, in as many places as possible for the short term until they achieve control is really what they're looking for. And then they can go back to relying on the other things such as, environment modification and exclusion.
We haven't mentioned raccoons yet, and all the raccoons who are listening to WPR just poked their heads up and said, who's us? So, what homes are more at risk for having to deal with raccoons?
Yeah, it's going to have something to do with where you live and how many raccoons are around, but it isn't a rural or urban particular pests. In the cities, there's so much trash that you can find around that it just provides them with a large food source. And then if you're out in the country, they have, the crop fields and things that they're feeding on. So it can be anywhere. What I would key in on most is, again, trees. How close are my trees to my home? How easy would it be for a large animal like a raccoon to climb up a tree? And do I have then branches that drape over onto my house? Now, that isn't going to always be the answer. They can certainly climb up a downspout, and I've seen videos of raccoons going right up a brick wall. But you want to be, start where you can start, which would be making sure that there aren't overly easy ways for a raccoon to access your roof or your soffits.
And I would imagine, putting those trash cans and recycling bins in a way that they can't get, you can't get access to them.
Well, that's exactly right. There's some more integrated pest management right there, Kate, that removing the food or making the food not readily available. Sometimes it's as simple as make sure that your lids are on. Or if you have something that's particularly stinky, maybe don't put it out until the day that the trash is actually going to be picked up.
Well, Jeff, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Jeff Bourne is treasurer of the Wisconsin Pest Control Association, owns Bourne Pest Solutions in Waukesha. Be sure to join us again a week from today for more expert advice from our Ask a Contractor series. Don't miss our upcoming discussion on affordable home fixes. And remember, you can listen back to previous shows from this series. Go to WPR.org/contractor. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. We'll be right back. You are with us for the morning show, and it is the year-end membership drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Susanna Michaels. We're here to say your support is vital to all the programs on WPR. It is the largest source of funding. So take a few minutes right now to support the programs you count on with your year-end gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have 6 minutes left this hour, and we are looking for just two more people to join in. What a great position to be in. Your gift right now is so important because when you give, like Kate said, you support the programs you rely on every day.
And thank you so much. A heartfelt thank you if you've already given. And if you haven't, the time is now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There is nothing like talking rodents on the Ideas Network, right? I think we all have stories to share about mice and squirrels and raccoons. And I love that this is a statewide conversation. And I love that the phone lines were full. So these are the kinds of interesting and unconventional conversations you can count on every single day from the morning show and Kate and her crew of producers.
WPR is listener supported, and that means that your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes the breadth and depth of the topics that you join us for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you, then make your gift.
And this member drive, your gift to WPR, can also provide meals to individuals and families in your community. So ask for a food bank thank you gift when you give $10 a month or more today.
And thank you for making a difference for your neighbors and the WPR programs you love at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Lance from Madison.
And I'm Cheryl.
And we listen to WPR basically nonstop.
Our hobby is riding our tandem, and so we listen to WPR with shared earbuds while we're riding a tandem. We're pretty addicted to WPR. We love the programming.
And it's so wonderful to listen to programming that is not interrupted by commercials. Mm-hmm. That is just an outstanding attribute of WPR. Oh, golly.
We just love it.
Feel good and make a difference right now at WPR.org.
That's right. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Susanna Michaels. Listener support, it is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. It's why your support during this year-end member drive is so critical. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe you set it at $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And when two more people join in during
two.
The next few minutes.
Two.
Yeah, two. That's you and you. I've assigned you and pointed at you. We will meet our goal. And these hourly goals are set up to make sure that we have the funding in place for the programs you enjoy and rely on. So make your donation now, all two of you and more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And maybe you've never given to WPR before. That's okay. Today, you can find out how it feels.
And let me tell you, it feels great.
Yes, it does.
I remember being a first-time listener. It was so, or a first-time donor. It was so exciting. And it'll feel great because you'll be supporting something you love, something you use and rely on every day. And because the largest source of funding for WPR comes from listeners like you, you can know that your donation truly makes a difference. So if you've never given before, make your first ever gift. Maybe it's $100. Maybe it's $10 a month. Whatever amount is right for you, you do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
As Susanna stressed, you and you, when we have two more people support WPR programs in the next couple minutes, 1 minute here, we'll meet our goal. WPR is listener powered. That's why your gift now at WPR.org or 888 202-252 is so important. I want to give a shout out to Peter in Argyle who says, I always hear something great on WPR. Herb in Mauston says, I've been listening for more than 35 years because WPR's programming is thought-provoking and I always learn something. Thank you so much, Peter and Herb, for these comments and for your donations at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks.
Thank you.